Vayter in Shas, we are in Daf Lamedala, picking up on the top of Lamedala, the third line, Uminayin. Now, we're just continuing on in our journey of trying to understand how we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, and we're going to see that we do have a connection that we discussed already a little bit to Yom Kippur, using various psukim, hekeshim, gezer shavas, in order to connect everything together. Now we want to know, how do we know that you do tkia trua, tkia, for each one of them, for Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros. So, Zakta Gemara, third line down, Uminayin, third word in line, Uminayin, L'shalosh, Shalosh, Shalosh. How do we know that we have three sets of blowing three for each one of the Malchios, Zichronos, Shofros? Talmud Lomar, Vavarta Shofar Trua. We have one pasuk that says, Vavarta Shofar Trua. This is by, again, Yovel, by Yom Kippur and Yovel. Vavarta literally should have a sound of the shofar of a trua. Shabbason zichron trua is another pasuk, which says a shabbason, a complete stop, cease and desist, zichron, a remembrance of a trua. And the third one is yom trua yelechem. This is a day of trua, it should be for you. So we have these three ideas. How do we know we go ahead and we compare Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur of Yovel, Yom Kippur to Rosh Hashanah, that we do both of them? Because it turns out that we have two statements by Rosh Hashanah, one of them by Yom Kippur. How do we combine them to make it three? Talmud Lomar, Shvi'i, Shvi'i, L'gzeir Shava. The Pasuk says the word Shvi'i. Rashi says to the right a little bit down, Shvi'i, Shvi'i, L'gzeir Shava. Nemar Rosh Hashanah, B'chodesh HaShvi'i. Even Nemar B'yovel, Havarat HaShofar Trua, B'chodesh HaShvi'i. Therefore, we go to make to compare them to. So, how does this come out? Shalosh Shehein Tesha. It comes out that we're going to have three, meaning three different sets, which ends up having nine in total. Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah. And Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah, Tkiah, Trua, Tkiah for each one of them. So, Malchus, Chonish, and Shofar sets end up being nine in total. Well, if you add them all up, it's actually 27. Each one has nine. Shir Tekia Kichua. The amount of time this we mentioned earlier, the Brisa started yesterday's Gemara, right in the beginning, it mentioned Shir Tekia Kichua. The amount of time for the Tekia is the amount that it takes to do a Trua. And Shir Trua Kishlosha Shavarim. The amount of time you do a Trua, your is the amount of time of Shlosha Shavarim. That's how much time you spend on it. Hi Tana. First, we went ahead and we compared Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur through a Hekesh. Now you're coming and doing it through a Gzeir Shava. We saw this in yesterday's daf, the fact that it says, that was extra to go ahead to compare it and make a Hekesh that that we compare one to the other. But now we go ahead and over someone use a Gzeir Shava. What's going on? Says Gemara Hachikamar. Ilav Gzeir Shava, Hava Maisina. If I didn't have Maisina, Labai Akesha. If I didn't have Gzeir Shava, then I would use the Hekesh. Hashta, the Asa Gzeir Shava, Hekesha Lo Tzarech. We know that Gzeir Shava is Alech Lomashim Maisina. You can't mess with those guys. So if you have Gzeir Shava, we use that. Very powerful. So he goes to Gzeir Shava. The High Tana Maisla Gzeir Shava, Mimidbar. We have another Tana that comes in. He says, no, we learned it out. The fact from the Gzeir Shava of the Midbar, when they used to have the trumpets to tell him when to go and when to stop, they had these chatzotzos made out of silver, and the Tanya's belonging to the Braisa. Uskatim Trua. It says over there that you go out and you have to blow a Trua. And when you blow the Trua, that's when the Pasuk says, Uskatim Trua, V'nasu amachras achon mekedma, then they know when to go. Tkia bifnei atzmo, Trua bifnei atzmo. We learned from that you have a tekiah and a trua. Ata omer tekiah b'fnei atzmo, trua b'fnei atzmo. Is that really what we understand? Or you know, ela tekiah trua achasim. Maybe what it means, it's one. It's you're saying one thing. It's all one thing. It's saying you have to blow the trua. Kishu omer v'hakilasa kahal tisku velosariu. For the fact that it says when you're gathering the nation up, that it says tisku velosariu, it must be that these are two separate things. And when it says in the pasuk that Usakatim Terua, it's not one concept, because then how do you say Tisku Velosariu, blow without blowing, if it ends up meaning that it means to blow the Trua? So it must mean these are individual things. Have you Omer Tekiah B'fnei Atzmo, Trua B'fnei Atzmo? Uminayin Shepshutol Fnei, how do you know that you do a Tekiah before? Talmud Lomer Usakatim Terua, because it says Tekiah and then Trua. Usakatim from Tekiah, Trua, Trua. Uminayin Shepshutol Fnei, how do you know you do a Tekiah? Pshuta means like a Pashut, straight, without making any noises and without breaking it up. How do you know the Acharya, that's the key afterwards? Tamad Lora, Trua Yisko. In the same Pasuk, at the end of the Pasuk, I think it's in the same Pasuk, right? Well, it says, Usakatim It says Trua was Yisku, which means it seems to say there's a Tekiya after the Trua. You don't have to go ahead and dash in that. Because the pasuk says Uskatim Trua Shenis. It says the word Shenis. Shein Tamid Lomer Shenis. You don't have to say the word Shenis. So Ma Tamid Lomer Shenis. Why did you say the word Shenis? Must be Zeh Bona Av. This is coming to teach you. Literally, a binyan av is like when you have a boner, you build something, an av, a principle concept that you learn it out from. Shakom makom shenemer trua te tkiya shnia, shnia la. Whenever you have the word trua, then it's a tkiya shnia. Rashi says te tkiya shnia la means, v'ach gamer, uskatam tkiya shenis the trua. It means to have a second tkiya for the trua that you just did. And li elba midbar. I only was talking about the midbar, Rosh Hashanah minayin. And how do I should do that on Rosh Hashanah also? Tamad lama trua trua l'gzer shava. L'gzer shava trua trua. That compares the two concepts. So we got ourselves Tekiya, Trua, Tekiya. Now let's take a look and see how we know that you have three of this. V'shalosh Truas Nemru Rosh Hashanah. It says three Truas on Rosh Hashanah. Shabbason Zichron Trua, Yom Trua, and Vavar Teshofer Trua. Now, like we said earlier, one of those is talking about Yom Kippur, but we compared the two together, the Gezer Shava, Hek is then the Gezer Shava, so therefore it works together. Ushtei Tekiyos, the Chol Achas V'Achas, is two Tekiyos for each one of the Truos. Matina Lamedim, Shalosh Truos, there's three Truos. Vishesh Tekiyos, Nemru Rosh Hashanah, and six Tekiyos. Shtai Midivir Torah, two of them are Midoraisa, V'Achas Midivir Sof, one of them is Dura Banan. As we're going to see momentarily, the Gemara is going to spell out the concept of two of them are used to teach Shua, one of them is teaching it in another concept, and therefore we need a Durabana to tell us that there's a third one, one for Malchus, one Zichronus, one Shofros. Those two psukim are de'oraisa to tell us that you have to blow one for Malchus, one for Zichronus, or one for Shofros. One, I don't know exactly how it matches up, but the point is that two out of three of them are taken. Yom Trua Yelechem. When it says Yom Trua, that a day of Trua should be for you, that's coming to tell you something, it's coming to tell us another concept. That pasuk is used in order to compare it to the Midbar, and therefore we need a third one, it's coming to Divrei Sofer. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, no, Achas midivrei Torah, Ushtai midivrei Sofer, really only one of them is Dereisa, and the other two are Derabanan. Vavarta Shofer Trua midivrei Torah, pasuk says, Vavarta midivrei Torah, that's midivrei Torah, they have to go ahead and you got to blow the Shofer. Shabbason Zichon Trua, V'yom Trua Yelechem, L'tamuduhuba, it's coming to teach us another principle, and therefore the rest of the Derabanan to tell us that. My L'tamuduhuba, what exactly is coming to tell you. We got one of them. We know Rashi says, Bishlam Achad Gezer Shava, Idach Lamai. One of them uses Gezer Shava. What do I need to compare it to the wilderness, to the midbar? How do I know the other one? Bibai Bayom Velo Balayas. We need it to come to teach us that you only blow the shofar during the day and not during the night. Right, that's when you do it. V'idach, and the other one, Bayom Velo Balayla Minale. Where does he learn that from? Because he uses two of them for blowing, one of them for the Gezer Shava for the midbar. So where does he learn the fact that you do it during the day and night? Not at night. Nafkale, mi Bayom HaKippurim. He learns it out from the fact that the pasuk says, when you read the whole pasuk, it says, "Va'avarta shofar trua v'chodesh hashvi'i, v'asa l'chodesh b'yom ha'kippurim, tavir shofar b'chodesh hashvi'i." So b'yom means during the day and not at night. Says Gemara, the opposite. Imi b'yom ha'kippurim, if that's where you learn it from, the nigmar nami mini l'pshuta l'fanel l'pshuta l'choreh. Let's learn out that you have the tekiya before and tekiya after from that also. So why is it that you learn it out from the midbar then? Once you're learning it from there. Says the Gemara, "Va'avarta ta'aviru lo mashmelahu." He darshins that those words don't mean blowing the shofar. Elamai darshin, but what does he do with them then? V'havarta kidur Rav Masa. He says that goes according to Rav Masa that we mentioned. We've brought this up already. That what? Dam Rav Masa. Rav Masa says, we saw this a couple blad ago. Rav Masa says, V'havarta derech havaroso. That means derech havaroso means the way in which it is carried. If you recall, we spoke about the concept that if you go ahead and you heated up the shofar, you got it really hot, and then you remolded it, that the top became the bottom, and the bottom became the top, that wouldn't be good, because it's got to be the way, v'avarta derchavar, so the way that it was grown on the animal. Ta'viru deka'amar achmana nabre bayad. And when it says ta'viru, what is that telling us? It's telling us that you got to carry it in your hand. V'idach, and what does the other man, the Amr, say about all this? He says, Derav Masna, because he does hold Taviru means the fact of actually blowing a tekiah. So what does he do? Where does he learn out the concepts? Derav Masna midashanim bidibure. This concept of Rav Masna, that it's got to be done in the right way, and you can't, you know, change the shape of it, that is midashanim bidibure, for the fact that it changed the normal way of speaking. Ta'avir b'yad. So what does that mean? That normally speaking, that really, if you want to say to blow the shofar, you would have said uskatim. Now the fact that it says v'havarta, therefore we learn this other concept also. It's got to be done in the way that it's on the head of the animal. Ta'avir b'yad lo matzis amart. The fact you have to go and carry it when you have the shofar and you're carrying the shofar in your hand. He says, lo matzah samar, that can't be. The gummer of Avra Mimosha. Because we go and we learn the Gezer Shava of Avra from Moshe Abenu, that it has to be, it's talking about the sounds of the shofar, not the carrying of the shofar. Doesn't mean to carry, it means to, what? To make noise. Ksiv hachav avarta shofar trua. It says over here, the avarta shofar trua, that you're blowing the shofar of trua. Ksiv hasav yitzav Moshe vayaviru kol v'machane. Eloshen vayaviru, again, to make a sound. Malhalam a kol, just like that's a kol, afkam a kol. This too is with a kol. So vayaviru is talking about tkia, and it's not talking about carrying it in your hand. The Maisni La Mimidbar. Zok the Gemara, the one that says that we learned that from the Tkiah Shvara Tkiah from the Midbar. Ima Lahalan Chatzotzos. So then why don't we say just like over there, there are Chatzotzos, Afkan Chatzotzos. We shouldn't be using a shofar, we should be using a trumpet. Tamad Lomar Tiku Bechodesh Shofar Bakesel Yom Chagenu. Ezu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. Which Chag do we have? Bakes, I mean that it's covered over. That's a Chag. Most Chagim are in the middle of the month. This is the beginning of the month, though, when it's covered over, the moon is covered. Havi Omer is a Rosh Hashanah. It's Rosh Hashanah. Vikam Rechman a shofar. And it says it's got to be a shofar. Therefore, clearly, we're talking about a shofar. Now we get into what we're used to in Rosh Hashanah. We don't just do tekiah, trua, tekiah. We do tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, tekiah, trua, tekiah, tekiah, shvarim, trua, tekiah. We do all these different combinations. Why? So asking Rav Avoh b'Kesari, tekiah, shlosha, shvarim, trua, tekiah. Is it do a tekiah, then three shvarim, then a trua, then a tekiah? Ma nafshach. First thing, I don't understand. Ma nafshach. Iyalule yalel. Iyalule yalel. If you want to say that trua is like the yalule, which is the quick, like, like someone crying like that. Send lavir tekiya, trua tekiya, just do that. Vegan, uchiganach, if you say it's like moaning, like, like the mother of Sisera, then lavir tekiya, shlosha shvarim, tekiya, just do that one. Why are you doing both? So he says, we're not sure whether it was that one or the other, therefore we do both. So maskel of Yira of Dilmi Yalule Havi, maybe Taka is Yalule, which is like what we call the Trua, like maybe that's what it is. Kamasik Shlosha Shavarim being Trua the Tekia. And then what you're doing is, we know you have to have Tekia before the Trua and after. Before and after, it's got to be sandwiched. So now you have a Hefsik in between. Kamasik Shlosha Shavarim, it's you're doing Tekia Shavarim Trua Tekia, and now you don't have a Tekia before the Trua. So what do you do? It says, don't worry about it. The hadar of a tekiah, true a tekiah. We'll do that also. We'll do a tekiah, true a tekiah as well. Maskev ravina v'dilma ganucha ava. Maybe really it's ganucha. Maybe really it's like a shvarim. Become afsaki true a bein shvarim l'tekiah. And then you have tekiah, shvarim, true a tekiah. And that true is being mafsik between the shvarim and the after the tekiah. And it says, in a chenami, don't worry about it. The hadar of a tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. We end up doing that one also. Ella, Rabbi Avo, my askin. Why do you set up to do both? Tekiah, shvarim, trua, tekiah. Just do tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, and tekiah, trua, tekiah, and then you're good. Why are you doing both of them? Why do you use a masak to do both? It says, iganu chiganach, ha'avde, iyalu yalil, ha'avde. Either way, you end up succeeding. Mesapkele, dilma ganach v'yalil. He says, there's a suffix whether they're both happened. Maybe it was ganach v'yalil. He says, okay, one second. Yachil avinami ifcha, let's do the opposite, which we never see. Tekiah, trua, shlosha, shvarim, tekiah. Let's do tekiah, and then trua, then tekiah. Why don't we do that way also? Dilma yalil v'ganach. Maybe that's what ended up happening. It started with yalila, and then v'ganach. Says Gemara, stamad de milsa ki misa beinish milsa bereisha ganach v'hadu yalil. No, the way that people work when they cry, first they start off like oy, 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 and then they go. So since that's a normal way of doing it, therefore that's the only way that we actually do it. Zuck the next part of the Mishnah. We said, let's say you did the tekiah, the first one, the regular amount, and then the last one, tekiah, and then whatever, that's the number one, and then, how do I say the numbers? It gets confusing. Let's say you do tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. So you do the first tekiah, you do it the regular amount of time, and the second tekiah, you end up doing double the amount of time. It doesn't count as two, it only counts as one. Now we got ourselves an interesting case. What happens if a person hears the shofar, but they hear it really broken up? In other words, you hear tekiah, shvarim, tekiah, but it's not tekiah, shvarim, tekiah. It's tekiah, an hour later, shvarim, an hour later, tekiah. Does that work? I'm Rav Yochanan. Let's say I have a person of shama, beep, turn the page, lamed alam lebeis. Shama, teisha tekios, B'tisha shows bayom. Rashi says truos nami kamer, even if it's truos as well. If you heard nine of the you heard them, but at different times of the day, then yotze, you are yotze, you're good to go. Even though there's major breaks in between, you're fine. Tanya namiachiv v'brayso would support this. Shama tisha tikios b'tisha shows bayom yotze metisha b'nei adam ke'echad. This is a bit confusing as Rashi goes into, but we seem to be saying it first. Sounds like if you hear nine different blowings of the shofars from nine different people at the same time, it says here, lo yotze, you're not yotze. Why? Rashi says, because tre kale, it's two, you're hearing different voices all at the same time, and you can't hear them all. And therefore, it's no good. The only problem is that we had a statement earlier on in Chav Zayin, the tre kale, mi tre gavri, mi shtami, you can't hear it from two different people. Therefore, he actually switches to say that you're actually yotze. Okay, take a look at the Rashi. So we're going to say, Mitisha b'nei Adam ke'echad lo yatza or yatza. Tkiya mizeh, utrua mizeh. Let's say you hear a tkiya from one person, a trua from another person, yatza. Vafilu b'seirugin, again, even if there's breaks in between them, vafilu kolayom kuli, even if it's the whole day. So what we just added there is that we're talking about if it's from nine different people, still you're going to be good. Umiyam Rav Yochanan hachi. Did Rav Yochanan really say this? Did he really say that if you hear it throughout the entire day that you're good to go? It doesn't have to be next to each other. He says, "Bahalal uva Megillah." When we're saying Halal and we're saying Megillah, we're talking about here Megillat Esther. Imshal kadeilik martzkulo. If there was a break, it stopped in or amount of time that you could have finished the whole thing in that break. Chozer l'rosh, you got to start over from the beginning. No good. So clearly, if you're taking like this major break in the middle, it's going to be no good. So how could you say that he tells us that you blow the shofar and you overhear it over the day, nine tkiyas, that you're going to be good? So it's more lokasha. Had the day, had the rabbi. Rav Yochanan really doesn't have a problem with the breaks. He's fine. He was only speaking the name of his rebbe, Rav Shimon ben Yotzadak, when he says the concept of that you, as you said, it's like, what's the lashon? It says, that Vamar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon Yotzadak, he's talking to his Rebbe, that he says by Halal Megillah, but he himself would say that it's really fine. V'didei lo, really? You're telling me he's arguing with the Rebbe? V'har Rebbe Yavo, v'hava shakil v'azal basar Rav Yochanan, once he was by Rav Yochanan. V'hava kari kriya shema, he was saying shema. Kimata l'mavos, v'tunafos ishtik, we got to a place where it was shayas nimik nasty, he stopped going to say things in a dirty place. So he stopped saying shema, basar the chalaf, but after he got out of it, amar lei, mahu ligmar. So then he said, and he asked of Yochanan, he says, can I go ahead and finish it off? Amar Lehi, and Yochanan says back to him, Im Shehisa, Kedei Ligmar Skula, if the amount of time that you stopped, it's about the time it was taking you to finish everything, so then Chos Elosh, you got to go back to the beginning. So clearly, Rav Yochanan is maskim with his Rebbe, who's Rav Shimon ben Yotzadak. So don't tell me that the Hadi Day and Hadi Rabbe. Says, going to Hachi Amar Lehi. This is what he's saying. Lididi lo severely. I don't even hold you have to stop saying Shema in the first place. Rashi says, he brings down the Gemara Brachos, that brings the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you're walking through a Makom Matunuf, just put your hand over your mouth and just continue saying Shema. Because really, the Isser is a problem. Hoyo Machanecha Kadosh, and he doesn't say it's your Machaneh, so you can just keep saying it all together, number one. Number two, you didn't even have to, and even if you stop, the stops don't actually impact it at all. You're fine. Lididcha, but according to Lididach, according to you, the Sevir Lacha, that you do hold of such a thing, you have to stop, and that breaks actually stop you, and that they mess you up. It says Rashi, Va'ata, Lididcha, the Sevir Lach, Va'ata Cholikala, you argue with me, B'shtema, both. They came into Kabayis, Mahu, in fact, you ask, Mahu Lugomer, Mechla, the Sevir Lach, Sirugin, Ma'akfe, Kari Ikriya, in fact, that you're asking me what exactly would be the halacha of sirugin. I don't hold of the breaks having an issue, but you do. So if you stopped, you want to know what's considered? Yeah, the amount of time that it takes in order for the whole thing to happen. But Rav Yochanan Taka does hold that there's not a problem if there's a major break in between, and therefore if you have that tkiya over the whole day, you're going to be fine. Tanu Rabbanon. Tekius ain't akvazuzo. When you have tekius, Rashi explains that we're talking about over here when you have a tainus, which we're coming up very soon, my friends. A couple of days, we're in tainus. That if there's a fast day that's decreed, unfortunately, we're lacking in many food, rain, etc. So we go ahead in their fast days, and we blow the shofar, tekius, not the shofar, but the chatzotos, the tekius that were done. They're not akev zu. Rashi says, it's not a tekius, let's say the Gemara first, it says that tekius ain't akvazuzo, brachos ain't akvazuzo. Tekius, brachos, shavash shana, vashel yom kippurim, ma'akvos. So it says that the tekius are not ma'akiv one to the other, brachos ain't ma'akvos zozu, one to the other. Tekius, ubrachos, shavash shana, vashel yom kippurim, are ma'akiv one to the other. Different ways of understanding this. I'm going to explain it according to, Not really according to Rashi, but it goes like this. When you have a tekiah, a bunch of different tekiahs are done. That is one tekiah is, yeah, let's see the way Rashi says it's tekiahs, ubrachos da alma, kegon tainios, ein ma'akvin zu, in berich velotaka. Let's say you did the brachos, there were certain brachos that were said, tefillos that were added, and tekiahs that were done. So if you did one without the other, you're fine. Brachos ein ma'akvin zu, similarly. Tekiahs, ubrachos, shel Rosh Hashanah, v'shel Yom Kippurim, ma'akvos. But the tekiahs and brachos of Rosh Hashanah are ma'akiv. The way Rashi would understand it is that either do the tekiahs, If you have to do tekiahs and brachos, and if you're only able to do one of them, then don't do the other. Other Rishonim explain, no, what it means is tekiahs and brachos shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippur ma'akvos means that if you only do part of the tekiahs and you can't finish off the tekiahs, then don't do it because you have to do a full set. And the brachos also, if you only have to do part of the brachos and not the rest of them, then don't do it because you have to do full sets. But if you're only able to do tekiah or brachos, so then you're fine. Just do one of the one that you're able to do, and then you're fine. Says Gemara, my timer. What's pshat that we see in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, obviously, again, Yom Kippur of Yovel, that it's ma'akev. Amarabba, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Imru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah malchios zichronos b'shofros. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I want you to say in front of me, malchios zichronos b'shofros. Malchios kadesh tamali chinu aleichem, malchios in order that you should make me king over you. Zichronos kadesh yovel lefanai zichronin letova, zichronos you should bring your good memory before me. Uba man, how do you do that? B'shofar, with the shofar. Therefore, it doesn't make sense to stop by one of them on a fast day. Okay, you can maybe go ahead and split it up, but on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, you wouldn't split it up. Next part of the Mishnah, we said that Misha Behirach v'yachakach nespanu l'shofar personal says all the brachos of Musaf, but they didn't blow the shofar, and then afterwards they get a shofar. So tokea umeria v'tokea. So do the tekiya, trua tekiya. Go and do what you gotta do. Time of the Lohavali shofar meikar. The reason is because you didn't have a shofar. But Lohavali shofar meikar, if you had a shofar, ki shamalahu, I say the brachos shamalahu. When should you go ahead and blow the shofar? When you're saying the brachos. Story time. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel kam letzluye. Rav Papa got up to go and daven. And we're gonna see he was davening by himself. And it's Rosh Hashanah. Amalei the Shamis says to his Shamis, ki nahirna lach. Rashi explains what that means is, that can you hear an alach means lesimin shesiamti abracha. When I give you the cue that when I finish the bracha, then tukali, blow the shofar. Amar le Rava, Rava says to him, lo amru ella bechever ear. You shouldn't have done this because really the only time we do that, we do the blowing within the actual tefillas itself is with chever ear. It says Rashi, ella bechever ear, chaburas tzibor. First he makes all the brachas, then he does teish the tekiyos. Tanya namiyach, we also have a braisa which backs us up. Kishahu shomin, when you go and hear the shofar, shomin ala seder, hear it, you should be hearing it, meaning the tekiya, and then shua, and then tekiya, all these things, what you're doing is ala seder, al seder brachos. And we're done with the brachas. What are we talking about? Bechever ear, that's only with the peeps. Aval shalom bechever ear, if you're doing it by yourself, shomin ala seder, v'shalo ala seder brachos. You should hear them in straight in order, but not through the brachos. V'yachad v'shalo taka. If a person is a yachad and he doesn't blow the shofar, then chaviru tokeh alo, you can have someone blow the shofar for him. V'yachad shalo berach, and if you have an individual that doesn't berach, didn't make the brachos, ein chaviru mevarach alav, his friend can't make the brachos for him. Umitzvah yose or betoken yose min mevarchim. It's a more of a mitzvah. It's better for a person to go to a place where they're going to be doing the shofar rather than even making the brachos who are going to be davening. Ketzad, how so? Shtei yaros. Let's say you have two towns. Achas token vachas mevarchim. You have one town where they're going to be doing tekiah and another town they're going to be davening. You're not able to do both. You got to make a choice. Which one are you going to be going to? Rashi says, oh, first let's finish it. Hochel l'makom shetoken, you go to a place where they are tokeh, where they blow the shofar. V'ein hochel l'makom shavarchem, you go into the place where they are davening. Frek the Gemara, pshita, obviously. Of course you go. Ho daraisa, ho darabanan. One of them is daraisa, one of them is darabanan. Blowing the shofar is a psukim. And darabanan is the other one. So therefore, of course you go to the place where you hear it. Lo tzricha da'afagav deha vadai veha Suffolk. Fascinating principle, and that means that let's say you have vadai, you're standing in the middle, and you're if you go to the left, you can go to a town where for sure you'll make the minyan, you'll hear brachos, but you won't hear shofar. If you go to the right, then you might hear shofar, but you might miss it. In such a case, you go with the suffolk, you go with the shema over the vadai, and you would you'd go towards the hearing the shofar, even though you might miss it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. We're going to finish up Yizr Hashem, the end of the Masechta, tomorrow's daf. Yo, wishing all y'all a great, great day.